A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, October the 26th, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe. Currently, the world figures stand at 42 million cases, according to Johns Hopkins University, and 1 million deaths.
So according to the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe, there are over 8,000 people that have contracted COVID-19 since March this year. Out of this number, 7,797 have actually gotten better than what people expected. And it seems as if some people are really, they get the disease, but at the end of the day, they get better. And then there are 237 people who have actually died. Then worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, over 43 million people have contracted COVID-19 and 1,155,434 have actually died. According to the same hospital, there are over 8.7 million people in USA who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 225,239 have actually died. Yes, kangele okala COVID-19. Abantu abafika 8,276 kwele Zimbabwe, sebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuzobuya ke abedlula 7,000 sebephephile umkhuhlane we COVID-19, kuthi ke abayi 237 sebabhubha. Lokhu ke kwethulwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle. Xa sikhangela ke emhlabeni onke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ithi sokulabantu 43 million abedlula khonapho asebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuthi ke abayi 1,155,434 sebabhubha. Xa sibekhangela lapha kule Melika, baze kusedlula abantu 8.7 million asebebanjwe i-COVID-19, kuthi abayi 225,239 sebabhubha. Kunjalo Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai nhasi musi wemuvhuro, October 26, 2020. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya, uye ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba muWashington, D.C. pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Iro parizvino munyika rauraya iro vanhu 237, uyezve vanhu vanodaudzira 8,000 vawanikwa vachibata denda irori. Asi pane nhaurwa yakanakawo iri kubva kuMinistry of Health inotaura iyo kuti vanhu vanoraudzira 7,000 vawanikwa vachibata denda irori reCOVID-19 vachiri kunda. Tozotarisa pasi rose, hospitori huru yemuno muAmerica inonzi iyo Johns Hopkins University Hospital iri kutaura iyo kuti pane vanhu 42.9 million vakuda kutosvika ivo 43 million vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19. 19 pasi rose, uyezve 1.1 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya, zvinoreva kuti vanhu 1 million vachidaudzira 152,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pasi rose vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Imo muno muWashington, matiri muno muDC, mune vanhu 16,000 vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19, 642 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Asa America tinoona kuti ndo imwe nzvimbo ine chirwere ichi chatekeshera, uyezve ine vanhu 8.6 million vabatwa nedenda iri, 225,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutaura nazvo pamusoro pazvo zuva ranhasi. Tichitaura zvakare pamusoro pekuvhurwa kwezvikoro, tozotarisa nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Takaona nezuro panga paine ipo zuva ranga riri kunzi Anti-Sanctions Day, rinova zuva ranga riri kunzi nehurumende izuva rekuti ivo nesadak vabatane vachishora zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe nenyika dzekunze dzakadai seEuropean Union nemuno muAmerica. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa. Tichatarisa zvakare kuti nhasi taona vatsigiri veMDC Alliance vekuBotswana vachiratidzira vachiti ivo nyaya yezvirango inofanira kuti igadziriswe, nekuti zviri kutaurwa nehurumende zvekuti zvirango izvi zviri kukonzera kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachishushikana munyika. Hachisi chokwadi, asi hurumende inofanira kugadzira zvinhu zvakadai sekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nezvimwewo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tichizeya, uyezve tichizeya nevanyarikani ipo pano, Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. In terms of schools, we know that grade 5, grade 6, and lower 6th. They have actually returned to school today. But indications are that most teachers are boycotting classes. they are demanding a basic salary of $520 a month. Mm-hmm. And they want this money to be paid in US dollars. So we know that teachers have been boycotted. Most teachers, according to the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, roughly about 100,000 teachers have been boycotting work since 3 weeks ago, you know, mm-hmm. saying they want money that is denominated in US dollars, not the bond notes. They're saying the bond notes are now very, very hopeless in terms of purchasing power and all those kind of things. So, okay, Zulanda, but siyabona njalo ukuthi xa sikhangela, siyabona ukuthi grade 6 kuzobuya grade 5 kuzobuya labo lower 6 babuyele namhlanje ke ezikolo. Kodwa ke kukhanya ukuhluphayo kakhulu ukuthi ama-teacher kumbe ngithi ababalisi ngabaye emsebenzini bafuna ukuthi iholo labo libhadalwe kumbe ngithi lihlawulwe kusetshenziswa ama-US dollars. So ke bafuna $520 uteacher la ohola imali ephansi. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani ezikolo khona ngale. Sesibona ukuthi ke kulokuganga okumangalisayo okwenziwa ngabanye abantwana ngesikhathi kungela ababalisi. Kunjalo ke Mavulas.
Aiwa, sikutaura kwa ita Gibbs, sikutarisa zvakare nyaya yezviri kuitika muzvikoro, tichitarisa isu parizvino kuti pane vamwe vadzokera kuzvikoro. Asi tinoona kuti varairidzi vari kuchema chema vachiti ivo mari mihoro yavo yavari kupiwa haina kumira zvakanaka, uyezve vari kuda kuti vapiwe mihoro ine mari yekunze, vachiti ivo havasi kuda kuti vawanikwe vachipiwa mari ine mabond sezvo mari iyi isiri kutenga munyika parizvino. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo, uyezve tichitaura nevanyarikani vedu pamusoro peizvi zvatiri kutaura izvi. Tinoona sekutaura kwataita kuti taona muBotswana nhasi vamwe vebato reMDC Alliance vachiratidzira panyaya yekuti iyo vari kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe inofanira kugadzira nyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, vachiwanikwa ivo vachiti havasi kufara kuti pane vanhu vari kuonekwa vachishungurudzwa munguva ino, asi hurumende ichiti iyo iri kuda kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe zvibviswe. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa ipopo pano tiine vanyarikani kuti zvirango izvi zviri kukanganisa sei munyika, uyezve zvii zvingaitwe neZimbabwe kuti iwanikwe ichibvisirwa zvirango izvi. Takaona zvakare vanyori vakuru kana kuti vatingati Secretary of State imomuno muAmerica vachitaura ivo paTwitter kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugadzirisa zvinhu zvakadai sekugadzirisa nyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu uyezve nezvimwe zvakadai kuti vanhu vasawanikwe vachimbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo, vasawanikwe zvakare vachiwanikwa ivo vachiitwa maabduction nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndozvanga zviri kutaurwa nehurumende yeAmerica kuti Zimbabwe haifanire kungotaura badzi, asi inofanira kuratidza kuti izvi zvairi kutaura iyo kuti ichagadzirisa zviitwe kuitira kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe.
Yes, Marvelous, we seem to be having some videos that were sent by people, you know, who are our correspondents in different parts of the world. And I guess one of our guests has just come in, so I think we are going to mute his mic so that we can hear each other very well. So now, let's play some of the videos which were sent by our correspondent. We'll start with this one in Zimbabwe. So here we go. So, Marvelous, that's one of the people that talked to our correspondent, Nonolai Jenna, eh?
Yes, ivanhu vari kutaura zvakasiyana-siyana panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Saka tichange tiine vachange vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya iyo regatinzwe vamwe zvakare.
Kuti isusu kwatinoda kuenda ndokuda kuti kurimuvha masanctions completely, kana tichiti kubvisa tikutotaura zvotobvisa zvachose zvoti that word sanction harifani kuzoexist muvocabulary yevana vedu kana generation ichazovepo mangwana.
Unonzwisisa here masanctions? Chichomboda sanction
inini sanction? Kubvisa kwandinoita marestrictions anonga chipiwa kana embargoes anoiswa as a means kutomesera kana vanhu economy kana whatever imwe business inenge ichitwa nenyika iyo ndomona ndozviita panyaya dzemasanction.
Saka unoti chii nazvo kuti kozvavari kuda zvavari kuti ngamuve nekodzero nechii munyika uri kuti chiiwo nazvo?
Handiri kuti mwana wese wezimbabwe pathis time ano ngave ari educated and informed nebumbiro remutemo ringava rekumashure, asi ngavezivo even mamaprotocols anenge achiitwawo even the nation at large or even maindividuals, but tine the same purpose yekuti tifight against this sanction.
Iwewe sedunga munhu mashanctions akukutadza kuita chii?
Tichikazvimirira ndakanjitaura ndichikazvimirira zviri munhu akange ane ambition yekuti kana ndakazvikuswa 25 kuamba ndinoenda neimbo nemoto, but iko zvinozvi ndiritogara pamba pemukwasha zvekuti asi zvinhu zvokundinakidza nokuti ndimunhu akatombonge atomboshandirawo nyika yatokuti Zimbabwe zvirimupurisa.
Kana mwari mupurisa wakaregedzere akabudire basi.
Inini ndinorwadziwa nemashopu angu nokuti pamwe pacho inogona kunge iri official secrets yekuti handifanira kunge ndichi.
There you are, marvelous. What is the gentleman saying there?
Unfortunately, his audio, I couldn't hear it, but I think, you know, there are different views about what people really think about sanctions there, Gibbs.
So basically, he was talking about sanctions, and he says he's a former policeman. You know, he was supposed to buy a house, you know, buy a car, but he has been hard hit by the targeted sanctions.
Yes, so, I think, you know, when you talk to the general public, because of the rhetoric that they've had over the years, that's what they understand about the sanctions. But, you know, when you speak to the U.S. ambassador to the, you know, to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Nichols, he says it differently to, you know, what some of our guests are saying there.
Yes, and we've got Kukuletu. Kukuletu Ncube is in South Africa. He was one of those that were toying us out outside the U.S. embassy yesterday. Let's hear what she said.
Igama lami mina nguGugulethu Ncube, ngize lana ukuzohlangana nabantu bakithi ekhaya eZimbabwe ukuzothi sithi ku-United States of America sikhathele ngama-sanctions. Ama-sanctions awazwisi ubuhlungu eni bantu abaphezulu, azwisa thina abantu abaphansi ubuhlungu, omama, abantwana, ogogo nabomkhulu, labantu abakhubazekileyo. Sithi thina phansi lawa ama-sanctions, i-United States of America mayiwasusa ama-sanctions njengamanje. Asifuni ama-conditions ukuthi iwasusa ngama-conditions, sifuna aphume ama-sanctions nathi sikwazi ukuphila njengamanye amazwe, sizenzele izinto. Sikhathele ngokube kuthiwa siyanikezwa ama-food aids, siyanikezwa this usizo, lathi sinezandla zethu, sinemiqondo yethu, sifuna ukuzisebenzela njengelizwe lethu, sithuthukise ilizwe lethu. Ngiyabonga.
So Kukuletu is saying the sanctions must go. She is really opposed to them, and she was part of some people that actually picketed outside the U.S. embassy in Pretoria. So it seems as if they were saying the sanctions must go. And then we've an ANC representative. Let's try to get him in the show and see what we can do. I guess there's somebody that is actually joined us. So let's mute their mics. So this gentleman, his name is Lekote Takota. He's based in Johannesburg. So let's listen to what he's saying about the targeted sanctions. And of course, Marvelous is speaking on behalf of the ANC. So there he goes.
ANC, why do you want to be part of the march?
ANC is a the African Union. Ngoba bathathe i-decision yokuthi sicele abantu base-America nabantu base-Europa ukuthi basize ukuthi la ma-sanction aphele la eZimbabwe, ngoba azisa indlala eZimbabwe, ahlupha abantu base-Zimbabwe. And nakhona abantu be-Zimbabwe baxwele wonke i-region yethu ye-SADC, bakhona la eMzantsi Afrika, bakhona eBotswana, bakhona eZambia, ukufika nala eKenya. Abantu baseZimbabwe bayasokola, baphila kanzima ngenxa yama-sanction. Manje siyacela abantu base-Europa, siyacela abantu base-America ukuthi lama-sanctions aseZimbabwe makaphele, ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bayazi ukuthola imisebenzi, bayazi ukudla la e-country yabo, eZimbabwe.
Bathi bona mavefaka lama-sanctions benzela ukuthi baqede inkohlakalo laphana phakathi kwaleliya lizwe. Anikusapoti yini lokho ukuthi baqede inkohlakalo kuba nivumelani nakho vele?
Asiyisapoti le ndaba yabo ngoba le ndaba yabo yenza ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bahlupheke. Yenza ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bagcwale wonke ezindawo la eSadeke. Manje siyacela ngoba le ndawo bebathi bona balandile leadership yaseZimbabwe. Mara sekubonakala ukuthi into yama-sanctions ibetha kakhulu abantu bethu baseZimbabwe. Ene iyabahlupa ngoba indlala yangena la. Ubonile bathi la United Nations Food Programme bathi abantu abe between 5 to 7 million la eZimbabwe bazophathwa indlala uma la ma-sanctions akapheli.
So that's what the ANC representative is saying. You know, he says the sanctions must go because Zimbabweans are suffering. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, it's an appeal that is being made by the Southern African Development Community and the world at large. And then we've got the ambassador, Zimbabwe ambassador to Botswana, Mr. Patiraishe Mukonoishuru. Let's listen to what he said about the sanctions before we bring in other people. There we go, Marvelous.
But then they remove the sanctions, and then we stay and deal with those other issues that the force that is happening within Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe itself has made a lot of strides in repealing a number of legislation that has been perceived to be hampering transparency in media and progress democracy. A number of things have happened, and we are hoping that those who impose the sanctions will take it and say we are moving in the right trajectory. It is a positive trajectory, we remain resolute, and we are so overwhelmed and really overwhelmed by the support this morning by dear colleagues who were just notified on Friday, but they felt it that it is necessary to leave their important duties elsewhere to deal with us today. We should all applaud the excellences here for being with us today. Members of the Body State, we are hopeful that the message here will carry is a positive message and diluted, that the sanctions should be removed and removed unconditionally, and the time is now. And we count on you to be with us as we soldier on in the fight against sanctions. To fellow Zimbabweans, we remain resolute and together, united, we stand up with the international community who will defeat these sanctions.
So that is the Zimbabwe ambassador to Botswana, Mr. Patiraishe Mukonoishuru. Mm-hmm. So I think he said it very clearly that the sanctions must go. Let's play one last video of Zimbabwe in Botswana. You know, they were picketing outside the Zimbabwe embassy, saying the sanctions must go, Marvelous. It must stay, in fact. So they are opposing what these other gentlemen are saying. So
yes, actually, we are supposed to be having one of them, Mr. Elliot Mavoko, to be on the show. So if we are lucky and he has connection, we'll get him on the show.
Yes, that's perfect. So let's listen to what...
campaign. They were not supposed to stop people getting inside. I want to assure you, those are not Zimbabweans. They are Namibians, Botswanas who were paid to do that. It's a state managed thing. As Zimbabweans, we are against this government. This is ZANU-PF government. It's a sanction on its own. They are looting state funds, corruptions, and no one is incarcerated. Anyone who reveals that one is incarcerated. But those are the sanctions which we are talking about.
Why do they have to dress their own? We are all here, wanted to come and visit what they are saying. We are all Zimbabweans here. Wanted to hear about those sanctions. We are neglected. We are chucked away from the gate. We can't get inside. It's about the ZANU-PF thing. It's their project that they are working on. So they want the man to chip in. When he chips in, they squander it again. We are saying these sanctions won't affect Zimbabwe as a nation. It's affecting them individually. So we are here to listen to what they're saying. And they chased us away, meaning it's a project for their own. There's nothing like sanctions, I think, in Zimbabwe currently.
It's solved. We have solved everything. There's no sanctions in Zimbabwe, but there's internal sanctions, which are done by the government of Zimbabwe.
As the concerned citizens of Zimbabwe, our message is that the Zimbabwean government is trying to play the victim, yet they are the culprit. They are the perpetrator of the conditions that have invited sanctions in Zimbabwe. The simple thing they must do for the sanctions to go is to reform. They were asked to enforce electoral reforms. They were asked to enforce media reforms. Everything has to be reformed in Zimbabwe, and they respect the will of the people. Stop the abductions that are happening on activists, civil rights activists, political activists, journalists. You see, Hope Chingono was arrested and incarcerated for more than 2 months in Chikuruk maximum prison. In being incarcerated by criminals, yet his crime was only to whistleblow, to expose the corruption that was happening. So we are saying for them, for the sanctions to be removed, even if they are there. Us, we are the victims of sanctions, because ZANPF is mistreating us. They are killing civilians. They are abducting civilians. So the actual victim here are the citizens of Zimbabwe, not the government of Zimbabwe. How can they claim sanctions when they are building mansions? We see every day their children, they display expensive vehicles, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, cars they buy out of thousands of dollars, US dollars, while we were languishing in poverty. This is our message.
While we are talking about corruption, the Minister of Health, he was demoted from the position because he stole the COVID man funds, but he's not arrested. We have got our journalists who were arrested and they stayed in prison for several times. They were refused bail, but the Minister of Health was given bail the same day. So that's corruption. There's nothing like sanctions that are affecting our country. It's only poor governance. Because during the GNU, MDC was involved. They were working together, MDC and ZANPF. Things were going well, but now ZANPF is working alone. Things are going bad. So they cannot blame sanctions. It's the government which is causing all this havoc in the nation. That's what this is happening.
We are not in supportive of this event of sanctions. Firstly, we are crying for corruption. These people, they are very, very corruptive. And we are not even in supportive. State brutality, every day, people are being brutalized. Every day, people are being taken and killing again in Zimbabwe. Human rights, they are not even respecting human rights in Zimbabwe.
There we are, Marvelous. So here we go. So they are so opposing sides, you know, for this issue. So I'm happy that we've got our guests with us. And one of them is Mr. Wuthula Matshazi. He is a Zimbabwean based in Canada. And I think we've got also Mr. John Jones Masara. Here we go, Marvelous. Maybe talk to this gentleman first. That is Mr. Matshazi.
Maybe Mr. Matshazi, if you can tell us, what are your views on these sanctions, looking at it both ways, the pros and the cons?
Thank you very much. It's a very emotive issue because people live it every day. And I'll start with the cons. I'll start with the pros. It is true that there is a need for rule of law. We have weak institutions. We have governance issues. I mean, this last video tells everything about what is wrong about Zimbabwe. And based on that, that's why people, like, they're living those effects, you know, when people are being killed and so forth. They live with those things day to day. So that's why they are calling for sanctions. Now the flip side is, and I'll preface my discussion with a question. So if we say they're going to have sanctions, and then so what will the sanctions achieve? Because even in the video, one of the guys actually says that these guys who are supposed to be, you know, our leaders, they've got Lamborghinis, they live in nice places and so forth. So what basically he said is they are not being affected by the, and he said it also, they're not being affected by the sanctions, but the sanctions are affecting them. They don't have water, they don't have jobs, they don't have electricity, food, like you name it, it's in short supply. So I think maybe trying to have a dialogue on, in terms of understanding what are the effects of sanctions. Can we at least maybe take out the sanctions and say, okay, let's work on these issues, A, B, C. These are going to be your benchmarks. If you are going to do this and do this and do, and you know, progressively, then we can sort of, if you don't achieve this, then we might put a bit of sanctions, or, you know, tailor sanctions so that they don't really affect people. Because it's proven that when you have a regime like in our case, they're just going to be pushed to the corner and they're not going to give in. And who's going to suffer? It's the very people who are trying to, you know, to get something from the national peace, but it just defeats the whole purpose of trying to reform.
Mm. So 1 minute.
Mm. So yeah, ukuthi khona sibili ngiyazi ukuthi ngiyazwisisa ukuthi khona kulabantu abadubekayo, you know, akulamthetho, ama institutions are weak, even indlela abayenza governance ngayo ivele iweak. So yeah, so nxa abantu besithi khona abafuni, you know, bafuna ama sanctions, ngiyazwisisa. Kodwa nxa sisiyakhangela kwenye ibandla ukuthi khona nxa ungela ama-sanctions, kuyini manje, nxa kungaba la ma-sanctions azaphela njani? Ngoba ukuphela kwangkhona kunzima, ngoba labantu abagxilile bathi khona no, thina sibona ngani khona, ngoba indaba leyi labantu ababili bona bathi khona hayi thina siyazama, laba bathi hayi alizami. So sizahlangana ngaphi? What is the center point? Ukuthi khona sibone ukuthi khona singenzani. Labo laba abafaka ama-sanctions enxane bengathi khona all right, siyawakhipha ama-sanctions khathesi. Kodwa nxa sesifuna ukuthi khona sibone ukuthi khona singalungisa njani izinto, sabe silokhu sikhangela mbijana mbijana, singathi yenzanini lokhu likwenze, then siyalekela lihambe ku-next stage. Kungafika ku-next stage lingehluleka, siyabuyela emuva. So at least babetshengisela ukuthi nje bale flexibility, awasuzukuphomfaka i-umbrella nesingeni i-umbrella restrictions.
Yes, we seem to have Mr. Jones Musara, but I think he's, yeah, okay, I got him now. Mr. Musara, welcome to the program, sir. I think your mic is in, your mic is...
Oh, yeah, it was on mute. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. So, sanctions, no sanctions. What is your view on that?
There are sanctions on the whole country, and the vulnerable are the ones who suffer most.
So, can you elaborate?
Yeah, because like when you look at the sanctions themselves critically, without political bias or subjectivity, for example, if you look at Zidera, which was a law enacted by the United States Congress. The name itself shows that this is targeted Zimbabwe, because it's Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act, right? Where it goes to affect Zimbabwe as a whole is where it puts measures in place for the United States to block Zimbabwe from accessing financial supports from the World Bank, from the International Monetary Fund. And as we know, all regional or international monetary institutions, they are connected to the World Bank and the IMF. So if you are blocked from the IMF, it also even affects your ability to borrow or access grants from even regional banks such as the African Development Bank. So when a country or a government lacks external support in terms of financial resources, it's going to affect its ability to finance public services such as healthcare, infrastructure development, even job creation, manufacturing, and all that. And on top of blocking Zimbabwe from accessing financial support from the international monetary institutions, the Zidera also specifically target the key sectors of our economy, what we would call the fulcrum or backbone of our economy. So, for example, mining. So when they put the...
Mr. Musara, let's be specific here. There are 83 individuals and 37 companies that are under targeted sanctions, and this is enforced through the Office of Assets Control in USA. So we may say, of course, there are issues concerning other mining entities and others, but basically, 83 individuals and 37 companies and the U.S. government and the European Union are saying, you know what needs to be done so that those sanctions can be removed. And that is human rights violations to, you know, do something about it, and then conduct free and fair elections. So maybe you are too open in this kind of discussion. But basically, there are a few people under targeted sanctions and few companies.
Yeah, that's Western and Eurocentric propaganda, really, because we need to look into those 37 companies, right? Those are national companies which contributed close to 50% of our gross domestic product, GDP. So it's not a coincidence that the so-called 37 companies are the ones that supplied Zimbabwe with revenue from a mining business, agriculture business, finance. So let's look at recent examples. Agribank and the Infrastructure Development Bank of Zimbabwe. Those are not individuals, right? Agribank finances our farming. Infrastructure finances our infrastructure development. Then if you look at Zisco, how many Zisco employees were involved in the so-called human rights abuses? How many? They are 18 years later, they have not given us evidence and say, out of the 5,000 employees of Zisco, all of them were involved in human rights abuses. In any case, I think just to cut the long story short,
yes.
The sanctions are fundamentally flawed because they impose collective punishment for alleged individual transgressions. Which principle of justice say you must punish the collective for the sins or transgressions of a few individuals? So on that basis only, the sanctions are fundamentally flawed.
Vamusara, tombopinda ipapo kuti takaona bato renyu reZANU-PF uyezve nehurumende yeZimbabwe ichibatana neSADC vachishora zvirango izvi, asi tinoona America neiyo United neEuropean Union vari kuti pane zviga zvinofanira kuzadziswa nehurumende. Sei hurumende iri kutadza kuzadzisa zviga izvozvo kuti masanctions ayabviswa?
Well, all the demands that...
Taura yenyu neshon.
Okay. Zvakadhimandwa nenyika dzekumadokero zvakatozadzikiswa neZimbabwe kudhara, tichitanga nezidhera yekuAmerica. Tikaiverenga pekutanga-tanga chaiyo payakaiswa 2001, yaitaura kuti bvisai masoja enyu amakaendesa kuDRC, dzoserai lendi ive equitable distribution nevarungu vanga vane land. Handiti those were the key factors. Handiti and also they were imposed soon after land reform. They were alleging that the land reform was violent and was chaotic and there were human rights abuses, right? Then we go down the line. Zimbabwe recently signed a $3.5 billion compensation deal with the former white farmers. That addresses the land question. Number two, DRC war. Zimbabwe long left the DRC. So after Zimbabwe yazadzikisa zvaidiwa nana America, vakabva vashifta magoposts. So that the kuti vaone sere Zimbabwe kuti zvavari kuda zvekutanga zvazadzikiswa, asi vaona zvazadzikiswa because vari kungoda kuramba masanctions aripo, nekuti nyaya yemasanctions inyaya yekuti havasi kufarira hurumende yeZANU-PF iripo. Saka chero ZANU-PF ikazadzikisa zvavanenge vachida, vanobva vangochinja futi vakutaura zvimwe zvinhu.
Yes, sizwe ke ubaba Mpande. Baba Mpande, welcome to the program.
Siyabonga bakuthule.
So you are hearing here Mr. Msara saying these sanctions are actually affecting many Zimbabweans. You live in Gwanda. Are you affected by these sanctions?
No, not at all. Not at all. At the, can I start by saying I'm not in the list of those who are targeted. I'm not targeted. I'm not affected. If those sanctions are here to address our issues of our concern, like human rights violations, let them stay until those violations are lifted here in Zimbabwe.
singathi ke akufake isintu sibili wena ngwakho izijeziso lezi zikubamba njani ungubaba umbhande kwarambe kwanda
hayi vele azingithinti ngisho angikho emagameni alabo ababaliswe ukuthi yibo okumele ukuthi bechaywe yilezo zijeziso azingijezisi njalo xa kuyikuthi khona lezo zijeziso zivele zilande ukuthi zizokhuluma into yokulwisa ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu kungangcono lezo zijeziso zihlale zikhona kuze kulungisiswe lolo daba.
So you are saying these sanctions must not be removed because the government has not addressed what the EU and the US government are demanding?
Yes. Yes.
What should be done? What should be done, Mr. Mpande? What needs to be done?
The government is supposed to respect its citizens by not violating their human rights, by not involving themselves in corrupt activities using those companies that are also targeted on such sanctions. They are supposed to serve the people like the government or of theirs.
So,
Beyenze imisebenzi ye-corruption besebenzisa amakhampani nalawo lawo futhi afakwe ku-list yena le yama sanctions kumele ukuthi kukhona bebusa abantu kuhle.
Yes, yakuzwa marvelous. We also have Mr. Mbuso Ntini.
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vamupande vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo vanobva kuGwanda uyezve nyaya iyi yezvirango kwavari kuGwanda kwavaone kunge inovabata nekuti vari kuti ivo havasi pane vanhu vaiye vakatemerwa zvirango uyezve ivo vari kuti hurumende inofanira kugadzira zviga zviri kutaurwa neAmerica neEuropean Union yekuti isarambe ichityora kodzero dzevanhu kana kushungurudza vanhu sezviri kutaurwa nehurumende yeAmerica kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe. Saka vari kuti ivo semaonero avo vamupande vari kuti kana pasina zvagadziriswa nehurumende zvirango ngazvigare.
Yeah, so we also have Mr. Busani Ntini. He's a Zimbabwean living in USA. Yeah, Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What's your take on the targeted sanctions?
I think they are really targeted, but unfortunately, there's this thing that when two elephants are fighting, what suffers the most is the grass. I think that's what we are seeing. But at the end of the day, the sanctions are targeted. Yes, there is some indirect impact on different things. But the truth of the matter is, if you are not on the targeted list and you want to do business with the U.S., you are able to do that. We also know that the government of Zimbabwe is able to do business with the U.S. Case in point, the John Deere tractors that were recently procured for Command Agriculture, that happened. But I think when it comes to the IMF, the World Bank, we all know the reason why we cannot access any loans or any financial assistance. We have debt that we have failed to service. We are not paying our debt. So, you know, yes, Zidera has some, influence there. But at the same time, we owe the IMF, we owe the World Bank a lot of money. As a result, we are not able to access any funding. But sanctions, yes, they are there. But, you know, on the same token, the government of Zimbabwe, they know exactly what needs to be done for these sanctions to go away. Yes, they may say the U.S. and European Union will change the goalposts. But the truth of the matter is Zimbabwe hasn't even executed or implemented a fraction of the, changes that they need to do for the sanctions to go away.
Marvelous.
Hapo tiri kunzwa vanitini vachitaura ivo kuti pane zvinofanira kuitwa neZimbabwe kuti iwanikwe iyo ichigadzirisa zviga zviri kutaurwa neAmerica neEuropean Union kuti zvigadzirise, uyezve vari kutaura kuti panorwa vangati ivo mhondoro mbiri huswa ndo unokuvara. Saka zviri kuitika izvi zvinogona kunge zvichibatawo vamwe vanhu muZimbabwe, nekuti zvinhu zvakawanda zvakadai seupfumi hwenyika pari zvino unogona kunge usina kumira zvakanaka. Asi Zimbabwe inofanira kuramba ichienderera mberi ichigadzirisa zviga zvekuti vasarambe vachityora kodzero dzevanhu nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Yes, I understand you, Mr. Makazi. So, Mr. Makazi, what's the way forward here? What should be done in Zimbabwe? These targeted sanctions only targeted 83 people and 37 companies. But what's the way forward?
You know, as I listen to people, I get some questions in my mind. First of all, I just want to know whether people really have a good understanding of what ZITERRA is. And then also I heard someone say they are not affected by sanctions, so which means they've got water, they've got jobs, they've got electricity, they've got everything. So I just don't understand when the economy, on the one hand, people say the economy is bad, but then there's one person who says they are not affected by the sanctions. But I guess maybe the reason why he's saying so is because he decouples what is happening from the economy, the economic sanctions, weak governance, and so forth. He cannot piece together all those things to see how corruption, weak governance, sanctions, and so forth come together. So if you lose that perspective, it's easy to decouple and stand in your corner, the corner that you want, you feel you are comfortable, and say, yes, I'm either affected or I'm not affected. So I think when the way forward is, let's be dispassionate. Let's take a step back and be realistic about what we need to do. We need to do tough choices, give and take issues. That, you know, it's not a zero sum game. But you take the whole ZITERRA, you apply it blanket, or you can, you know, step back and say, okay, you have done this, you have done that, you have done that. And then you are also, it's a carrot and stick situation where you are easily trying to get people to, you know, to comply. Mm-hmm. So we really have to be dispassionate, I mean, to be less polarized about this thing and really come together and discuss these issues.
Yes, Marvelous.
Vamusara, mungatitaurawo kuti saka remangwana rakamira sei panyaya yemasanctions yatinoona bato renyu reZANU-PF rakange riine maanti-sanctions gala nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda, uyezve taona muBotswana nhasi muine musangano wanga uripo apo taona vamwe vanobva kune dzimwewo nyika vachitsigirana naambasada weimomo muBotswana vachikurudzira kuti masanctions aya abviswe. Asi remangwana ZANU-PF ichaita here zviri kudiwa neAmerica neEuropean Union?
ZANU-PF yakatoita kudhara zviri kudiwa nevarungu. Asi pane zvimwe ZANU-PF zvaisingazoiti chero zvodini. Zvekudzorera ivhu kuvarungu, zvekudzorera Zimbabwe kuvarungu, nekuti ndo chaizvo zvinangwa zvemasanctions. Kuti nyika yakarwirwa nevana veZimbabwe idzokere kuvarungu, kana kuti varungu vanoda kuisa munhu wavo anoita zvavanoda iye, anovapa minda, anovapa migodhi, anoita kuti vaite madiro ajojina munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka ZANU-PF iri kuramba izvozvo. Zvakadaro, ZANU-PF ine urongwa hwekuti kuvapo kana kusavapo kwemasanctions, upenyu hwevanhu veZimbabwe hunofanira kuita nani. Saka maprogramu akawanda ari kuitwa neZANU-PF. Pane progress yakatowandawo iri kuitika. Tatifamba yedu manje manje neMasvingo Road from Harare to Masvingo, basa rakawanda riri kubatwa, madhamu ari kugadziriswa. Zvese izvi zviri kuitwa in spite of zvirango zvemasanctions. Saka ramangwana ZANU-PF icharamba ichishandira vanhu veZimbabwe. ZANU-PF ichaedza futi kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vave neruzivo rwakawedzera, kuti vaone kuti masanctions aya masanctions akaiswa kuparadza nyika yese yeZimbabwe. kwete kuti vatungamiri chete veZimbabwe. So ZANU-PF will focus obviously on governing and developing the country. ZANU-PF will also make sure that Zimbabweans are well informed about the damage these sanctions are causing to the whole country. ZANU-PF icharamba futi yakabatana nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica nedzemuSADC kurwisa masanctions. Pane zvimwewo futi zviri kuchinjwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF, rusununguko rwevanhu rwekutaura maonero avo, rusununguko rwekuungana, rusununguko rwekuvhota paunodira, zvakawedzera muZimbabwe after Operation Restore Legacy yakaitwa muna November. Vanhu veZimbabwe vasununguka more kutaura maonero avo kudarika zvanga zviri panguva yaMugabe. Ukaenda kana pasocial media, paFacebook ya president ED Mnangagwa, unotoona vanhu vachitotuka president vachiita zvavanoda, munhu achitoshandisa zita rake. Nguva yaMugabe isu vanga varimo even muZANU-PF chaiko chaiko, kuti ungokomenda kana paFacebook ya uchitaura kuti Mugabe azodai azodai, you would find kuti unogona kutozotumirwa tumirwa mameseji maboxi kana kutozonzi masiya wazouya. But under ED Mnangagwa, there's more freedom. There's more opening of the democratic space. There's more dialogue. So my reforms are kuitwa. Ingori nyaya yekuti varungu ava havafadzike. Singo chingato vafanza chete kuti ZANU-PF yabva mupower ivhura dzokera kuvarungu nenyika yachona. Ndo zviri kudiwa nevarungu. Asi isusu hatisi kubvuma izvozvo.
And maybe just in English, Mr. Msara, that, you know, the U.S. Government and also the EU are calling for ZANU-PF and, the Zimbabwean government to, implement the reforms, like stop human rights abuses and so forth. What is the way forward, following these anti-sanctions commemorations or march that you had yesterday?
Well, the way forward is for the Western countries to actually stop abusing our own human rights themselves. Because what they've done to punish the war of Zimbabwe for the alleged crimes of a few individuals is a gross violation of justice. It's a gross violation of human rights itself. So we urge the Western countries to practice what they preach. They preach a lot of human rights, democracy, and all this, but they don't practice it, especially when they relate with other countries. If you look at the United States, they were busy threatening prosecutors of the International Criminal Court. And that on its own is a violation of human rights, because the ICC must be an independent judiciary. So they give us pressure to say your judiciary is not independent, your prosecutors are like this, but they are the ones who are actually busy doing that. So as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, the human rights situation is improved in the country. If you look at our elections in 2018, the most free and fair elections where international observers were there, where the opposition was free to campaign, even up to now, no victimization whatsoever. What you hear are very dubious claims of human rights abuses. So it is up to the Western world to improve themselves in their judgment of Zimbabwe. In fact, what the Western world needs to do, they need to get rid of their racist and white supremacist approach when dealing with African countries. They don't listen to African countries. They don't listen to black people. They look at these countries led by black people and say, these black people, they are clueless. They don't know what they are doing. They are shit wars. So they are the ones who must change. And they must give Zimbabwe the space to develop at its own pace. The United States, for more than 100 years, they took more than 200 years to realize that slavery was wrong. They were violating the rights of blacks. Only in the 1960s did black people in the United States get voting rights. They should not foist reforms upon us. We will reform at our own pace.
Thank you so much, Chair. Mr. Mpande, do you agree with what he's saying?
No, not at all. Not at all. I heard him mentioning the Masvingo Road. That road is... Actually, those who are using that road, they've diverted their routes. Instead of going to Masvingo from Beitbridge, they are now coming here in Gwanda via Bulawayo, going to Harare. They are avoiding that road just because it's in a bad state. And I do not think that... it is because of the sanctions. No, I do not think so. And again, As another speaker had said, that we do not have water, we do not have this and that. All these things, I do not think that is because of the sanctions, but it's because of the mismanagement that we are having here in Zimbabwe. Our politicians are corrupt. All these projects are budgeted for. They divert the monies to their pockets. They hire their companies to do the jobs and all these things. So I do not think that these are the sanctions. No. It's not true.
Yes, Kolopari Sindebele. Siyabona ubaba Msara ukhulumela phezithi ulezi nsuku ngamthethisa lo mnanga ungabotshwa. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abaningi asababotshwayo. So kukhululeke kanganani njalo kuyo phambili kumele kwezifweni ngamafitshane zifweni?
Hayi, angaze ngizwe mina umuntu othethisa umnangakho. Asazi kodwa-ke asiboni abantu bekhululekile kikho lokho. Ngoba even nje loma kumagrupini lapho esikhuluma khona kulesikhathi lapho uzwa abantu bekhuzwa bekhuzana, umuntu ezikhuza yena ngokwakhe esithini, hayi bengingakhuluma okuningi kodwa ngiyesaba. Uze umuntu loma lixoxa lizathi lixoxa umbone sethalathalaza emaceleni, ubone ukuthi umuntu lowo ule fear, and futhi into yena leyi yokuvictimize nokuhlukunyezwa lokhu iphile. Ngabe kayiphili, ngaba kunamuntu othalazayo uma ekhuluma, ngabe abantu bazikhulumela santando njalo, futhi laye ngawo ngumuntu olalelayo, ngabe ngumuntu oyenza khona ukho abantu abakukhuluma.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Now I think let's for the next 5 minutes talk about the US elections. And we've got
maybe before we go there, yes. Gibbs, I will just read. We had a guest that wanted to come on from MDC Alliance, Mr. Elliot Mavoko. These are part of the group that were picketing in Botswana. They were saying that sanctions must stay, but unfortunately, he didn't join us. But he literally said that, you know, they will continue to put pressure on the Zimbabwean government to do the reforms that are being asked for by the EU and also the American government. That's what he's saying here from MDC Alliance.
Yes, let's turn to Ms. Santini. Ms. Santini, almost 60 million people have actually voted so far in USA. And I'm told you are one of them. You have actually sent your ballot and all those things. Tell us a bit about the US elections.
Yeah, I do know a lot of people have voted, like you said, one of them, obviously. It looks like the numbers are going to be very high this year. Now, the only issue that we may face is is the custody of those mail-in ballots. We are hoping that the state election boards will handle those ballots appropriately and they'll be counted timely. And then on the day of the election, we see that the campaigns are still going on with difficulties, of course, in terms of the rallies. But we are looking forward to the day of the elections. We are hoping people will do the right thing.
What do you mean? People will do the right thing. So you're a person...
Personally, coming from...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Antini.
Coming from you know, definitely, I think I believe that the image of the U.S. has been tainted under Donald Trump. Not that it's been that great during the, administrations, but I think in this particular administration, the past 4 years have been very toxic to pretty much just about anyone across the board. So we are hoping that there'll be a change.
But certainly he has got millions of supporters. Anyway, looking at this... mail-in ballots, how secure are they? Like what the president is actually claiming?
I believe they are secure. I mean, this is not a new thing. It's only the volume that we're talking about now. People have voted this way for many, many years. Especially people that are in foreign countries, the military, they've always voted using the mail-in ballots. So, the only difference here is that the volume will be much higher this time around. So, yes. I think all the states, they have controls in place to make sure that all the votes are received, they are stored in a, appropriate way, and they are counted on the idea of accounting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I know, Marvelous, that Mr. Machazi is very much interested in that kind of an issue. Quite
pane tiri kunzwa apo kubva kuna vantimi vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo vakatowanikwa vachivhota vakawanikwa vachivhota vachishandisa posho nekuti imwe muno muAmerica pane zvino unogona kuvhota neposho uyezve pane imwe yavanoti early voting kwozouya musi uchaitwa mavhoti musi waNovember 3 ndo panenge pakavhurwa mapolling station akawanda bato remaRepublican iri kutungamirwa navaDonald Trump nemaDemocrats vari kutungamirwa navaJoe Biden vachange vachitatsuna naipapo kuti pawanikwe kuti ndiani achakunda asi vantini vanga vari kuti ivo semaonero avo vari kuona kunge nyika yeAmerica yanga isisina kumira zvakanaka pasi peutungamiri hwavaDonald Trump saka vari kutaurawo ivo kuti semaonero avo vari kufunga kuti kuwanda kuri kuita vanhu vari kuenda kunovhota vachitumira mavhoti avo nokuti kutonzwa kuti pari zvino pane mavhoti akawanda chaizvo akaendeswa neposho kuchawanikwawo pamwe kuchizosandura zvinhu muAmerica asi takamirira kuti tione kuti zvii zvichabuda nemusi waNovember 3 nekuti munhu wese your vote is your secret so they are you following this election there from Canada?
Yes, I am following the election. But I think one thing that I should say is, as Canadians, I think we want to see a government that is going to be progressive and that is going to be open to these negotiations and not the zero sum games, is what Donald Trump does, like applying tariffs on aluminium and then restricting trade in various areas. But Canada has always been an ally of the United States. So to deny us, the rights to put us say no, we're going to put tariffs under national security, I think it's absurd. So that is one of the things that is really motivating us to closely follow these issues. And I think also as a student of political science, it's interesting. You can compare it to Zimbabwe. You know, when we talk about rule of law, weak institutions, governance, we are seeing the American institutions under unprecedented attack from the executive. We are seeing rule of law applied, inconsistently. We are seeing a president who is not behaving like a president. So based on that, I hope, like what Antini said, I hope the Americans will go to the court and maybe choose someone who is better, who's going to bring much more sanity into your political system.
Thank you so much, Machazi. So just a bit, Mr. Msara, are you following the U.S. elections? If so, you have a minute to tell us what you think about the elections. 1 minute, exactly.
Yeah, we are following, and the elections are showing that elections, like everywhere else, there will be disputes. And we are also seeing that the United States does not accept foreign countries to be involved in their elections. So we would hope that the United States also provides the same favor to Zimbabwe. We don't interfere in their elections. We hear them crying about Iran and Russia interfering. So the same standards must also apply when they deal with us. To us, as ZANU-PF, really, the foreign policy of the United States doesn't change. The sanctions were imposed under Republicans, being pushed by Democrats. They have been renewed by Democrats, by Republicans. So we just hope that whoever comes in will reflect on their conscience and remove these sanctions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think on that note, we've come to the end of our program today. We wish to thank Mr. Wetula Machazi, a political scientist. And then we've got Jones Musara. Mr. Jones Musara is a ZANU-PF activist. And Mr. Ndaniso Mpande is a man operating his own business in Gwanda, and he's a political activist as well. And Mr. Musani Mbusontini, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
We'd also like to thank Mr. Eliot Mavoko of MBC Alliance, organizing secretary in Botswana, and everybody else who was here. Thank you very much, and would like to inform you that this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this, some of the figures we're giving you may have changed. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye in Washington.
Good night.